With Talking Tech, I'm Chalice Cox-Hind. Today on Talking Tech, we'll be looking at ransomware, cybersecurity, and how to stay safe online. We spoke to Perry Carpenter from KnowBefore, who tells us what ransomware actually is.
Ransomware is a really interesting trend going on right now. It's one of the main threats that we're seeing from a security perspective. What ransomware does is it's like your traditional malware infection in that something gets installed on your computer. But what it does that's unique is it will actually encrypt all the files on your computer or make them unusable in some way. And then a screen will pop up that will say, your computer has been locked or your data has been locked. And in order to get that data back or to have your computer unencrypted, you must send us X amount of dollars in Bitcoin or some other currency. When you think about security, security has always been about three things: confidentiality of information, integrity of information, and availability of information. And so this is an attack on the availability of the information and maybe a little bit of the integrity of the information if that gets changed in some way. Of course, organizations and people like to have their data. That's what they need in order to progress business and so on. So it's a very devastating attack in that it kills their ability to function.
He also explains why it is so dangerous, pervasive, and effective.
Yeah, social engineering and phishing is something that plays on the basic psychology of humans. And so when you think about what motivates us into action that will pull us out of the logical thinking mind and into the more reactive mind, there's really a couple things that always stand out. Number one is fear. Fear pulls us out of logic very quick. And so if we're afraid that we're going to lose something or something's going to happen to us, then it's going to drive us into behavior without thought. If there is something that's extreme self-interest in that or curiosity, that will drive us much more out of our logical selves and into our reactive selves. And if there is something that's maybe socially appealing, that can move us there as well. And anything related to finances in general, because finances can be tagged to positive emotions that can be triggered, can be tagged to fear or negative emotions, can be tagged to some of the social aspects that we may have or some of the self-interest pieces that I mentioned. So when you think about the psychology behind that, some of the ones that we see that easily map into that are email subject lines like, oh, you've been part of a data breach. Well, now you're hitting curiosity and you're hitting fear. You're also potentially hitting somebody's pocketbook. When you get to something like just more curiosity-based, when you think about those triggers, that's always going to drive it.
For more information on this, please visit knowbefore.com. With Talking Tech, I'm Chalice Cox-Hind.